What is up, beautiful people, and welcome back to another episode of Mother Knows Best. Y'all, it is cold in the deep, but really the shy. Shy, we got a snowstorm yesterday, honey, and still cold up in this beach. But hope y'all enjoyed last week's episode about, you know, mother being slutty and getting caught, you know, for her first and only time. And figured I would continue on this path and kind of tell y'all a little bit of, you know, my naughty history. Today's episode will be a quick one. Just unfortunately, this story is just not very long and there's really no way for me to stretch it out. So I don't want to waste y'all time and, you know, trying to put in a bunch of filler or, you know, trying to stretch things out just to make, you know, a 30-minute episode. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and jump right on up in this. So, again, as I have stated before, because I am very much so a sex witch, and with being a sex witch, I'm also a proud and ethical slut. I have no shame in it. There will never be any shame in my game. I know who I am. I love who I am. And mama loves sex. It just is what it is. So this particular story, we're going to go back a little bit. It was here in Miss Chica Go, and I want to say it was maybe like 2015 or 2016. That's roughly that time frame here. And what had happened, look, it made me laugh at myself. What had happened was, again, me being insecure during that time frame of us moving up here to Chicago, my partner and I had hit a little rocky patch. Again, I had been messing with Christian, as y'all know from some of the other stories. And again, still being insecure and looking for love and attention and validation in all the wrong places. So this was back when y'all Craigslist was still a thing. OK, so mama would throw up a little ad up on some Craigslist, whatever. And this particular time I had put an ad up talking about, you know, looking to get off. And this cute little white boy, you know, little Twinkie type, invited me over. I'm like, you know what? Sure, why not? This ain't usually my type, but, you know, why the fuck not? I'm horny. Let me warm up over here and get off. So I drive on over to the place. He was down, I want to say, maybe in like the Lakeview uptown area. So mama drive on down. I get me a parking spot. I find a place and go on in. He's super adorable. The apartment is super nice. Like, it was a condo, technically. And you could tell that she had some coin because of how decked out the place was. But soon did I learn that she also had a lot of, you know, a lot of problems upstairs. So I go on in and he takes me to like the middle of the apartment. And there's like this office slash like sitting area. He's got porn on the TV. He's got, you know, this big comfy armchair sitting right in front of the TV. And he tells me to sit down. I get undressed and, you know, he goes out of the room and comes back with this zipped up black bag. And I'm like, oh, what's that? And he was like, oh, well, I hope you don't mind, but I like to do blow, aka cocaine, when performing oral sex. Girl, what? I'm looking around the room like, oh, okay, this is serious. Okay. And again, thinking with the wrong head, I'm like, I done came here. I want to get off. I want to have a good time. I need this endorphin rush. I'm feeling like shit. A lot's going on. Like, I'm just not in this great place. So I'm like, oh, you know what? Sure, whatever. So he's like, okay, cool. So he strips down and gets all excited. He puts the porn on and sets up three lines of cocaine on my left thigh. Kid you not, mid-thigh, y'all, with a razor blade. Like, I could have been cut. I could have had all types of shit go down, right? He sits there with a razor blade and sets up three lines on my thigh, on my left thigh. He snorts line one and gets to going. And oh my God, man was trying to take my soul. I mean, he, not to give too many details, y'all, because I am trying to keep this a little bit PG. When I tell you that man proceeded to engulf all that is me between me down there, including the balls, without a gag or without choking and without second thought, My eyes rolled back in my head, and all I could think of was, you know, Lord, don't let this fool take my soul. I ain't never had my soul snatched, and let's keep it that way. And she got the going and sucking and slurping in of my thighs wet, my crotch is wet, the seat is wet. I'm just like holding on to the chair for dear life. And I have always been that type of person that if I'm playing with you, I try to ensure that I give you a run for your money or at least a good time. So I will hold out. You could probably get me off if you're really good at doing what you're doing, probably about 5-10 minutes. But I tend to like to hold off. I like to give at least, you know, a 30-minute show every time I go up to the stage and perform. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like holding off for dear life, like, nope, don't. You done drove at least 10 minutes, so you got to at least be here for 20, you know, to make it worth the effort. And she proceeds to do line two, then looks up at me and like, are you okay? Is everything feeling right? Is, you know, do I need to do anything different? I'm like, oh, God, no. Please keep doing everything you're doing. It feels great. She go back down there, and this time she again even more hyped up. Y'all, it sounded like a rat drowning in a toilet between my legs. I wish for God I could tell you that it didn't sound like that, but it did. That little boy was down there sucking and slurping and slobbing and drooling and breathing for dear life. And I was just sitting there, eyes rolling every which way, toes twitching and shit. Woo, child, that little boy gave me a white guy. You hear me? So we again, I'm like holding on because I'm like, and I'm checking the time. Like there, I'm watching the porn to check the time. And so about 15 minutes in, I'm like, okay, you know, I can start to relax, you know, my control here and, you know, can let him take his natural flow. And if he gets me off, he gets me off. So be it. He could start feeling me like getting closer. So he pauses, starts to suck my toes a little bit, and then does line three. Line three, I guess, supercharged her. You hear what I'm saying? She flipped my legs up. She started eating my ass, sucking my balls, puts everything back on the floor, kisses feet up, y'all. Like, so she's kissing the tops of my feet, up my legs, back to my crotch. She gets back there, and all I can say is the next thing I remember is seeing white. She is down there again, sucking, slurping. Sounds like two rats now drowning in the toilet. And she is sucking the soul, life force, ancestral life force, everything she could muster to pull out of my body. She was doing it. And we finally reached the climax. Toes a curl. I am gripping this armchair, like damn near digging my hands into it. My back and butt are coming up off the chair, girl. And I finally explode. All of a sudden, my entire body just like, I hear ringing in my ears. I see white, and my entire body goes limp. She is down there still sucking because I'm one of those people who, even if I ejaculate, I still can remain hard. Not bragging, just again, telling y'all about my body. And she is down there still having a good time. I kind of come back to life, if you will. The remnants of, you know, the fragments of my soul that were left start to rejuvenate. And I come back to, she's down there having her way and ends up sucking loads 2, 3, and 4 out of me within like another 10-minute time frame. So now I've been here 30 minutes and then came 4 times. She's like, oh my God, thank you. That was great. She goes and run and get towel, hot water, soap, does a whole cleanup process on me from like waist down, like very service oriented, and just make sure I'm clean and ready to go back for my day. She makes sure, helps me get dressed and kind of sends me out the door like a lost puppy. I'm laughing about it now, y'all. And I laugh even after that moment. But I remember for years, like even thinking about telling this story, I was so embarrassed because I'm like, oh my God, I let somebody do coke off my legs. Again, I own and can understand and admit that I was in a very rough patch of my life, you know, especially moving to Chicago, dealing with these jobs, dealing with, you know, a bunch of the crap of, you know, moving here, finances, everything. And being hurt from, you know, past childhood, you know, trauma, teen years trauma, you name it. And here I am stumbling out of this house back to my car. I get in my car and I legit sit there for probably about 15 to 20 minutes just breathing and recovering. And I finally muster up the energy to start the car and drive on back home. And the rest of the day, y'all, I'm telling y'all, mind was blown. I sat around all day, did jack shit. I didn't do anything productive in any means, any way, shape, or form. And, you know, that's kind of the story, right? That was kind of it. You know, the rest of it was just recovery. It took me about 2 days to fully recover and come off of, like, that high of the situation. Because, child, Dyson, Hoover, none of the vacuum makers had nothing on that girl. Do you hear me? So that girl worked magic between these thick things, dude. And child, I ain't never heard from her again. She ain't never hit me up again. But you know what? Now, as you know, even healed because of what she was about, I would do it again. I would tell her she can't do no lines off my leg, but I would definitely let her go back down between me down there and, you know, pleasure it again. But I would definitely have to be like, okay, in and out. Because I don't know if anybody has ever said this before, but one of the things that has always been taught to me, at least in the kink community now, is never stick your dick in crazy. And the reason for that is because even me, previously crazy, the crazy ones are good and bad. If they got something going on mentally and shit happening, baby, when I tell you they will show up, show out, and put on the best performance in a bedroom or any type of sexual manner, yeah. And that's, again, including me. I have always been a little nutso and have always been that person that sends you out the door, you know, begging for you to come back over, talking about you feel ghost dick because I done pounded you out, or talking about your jaws hurt because I lasted and made sure your mouth got a workout. Like, it just is what it is. The crazy ones, fuck the best. So I would definitely do it again, but I have now a standard of once I do stick my dick in crazy, I don't revisit crazy for at least 3 to 6 months so I don't get hooked, caught up, or any of that bullshit. So here I sit now, you know, 32, going through my healing process, everything. And I really, again, understand and relate that a lot of my life lessons, a lot of my sexual history was all connected to trying to figure out and validate who I was as an individual, who I was as a person. Especially, you know, I can really understand it more now because through the last couple of weeks of healing, I have really gotten to this point of understanding that I not only had a rough childhood as far as like not being able to be myself as a queer person, I was also very lonely. You know, my mother and my grandmother raised me. My mom was a single parent for the most part, like my dad wasn't present, but both my mother and my grandmother worked. So I had a lot of free time on my hands. I also had a lot of times where I didn't have any guidance or didn't have anybody there that could support me emotionally. So I had to just learn and deal with a lot of my emotions solo. I would love to say, you know, I think I said this in a couple episodes before, but I was not raised, y'all. I grew up, you know? So as I grew up and listening to R&B music because it made me feel understood because I couldn't express a lot of my emotions, you know? I would, you know, be in karate classes or around different friends and would be like so excited to see people because, again, I'm like a wound up dog. There's no kids really on the street and there's nobody really for me to play with. So I'm playing by myself as a child out in the yard and just making up stuff. And when I would get around somebody and there was someone else, like I was like a dog finally let out of a cage. And so constantly what I heard would be, oh, you need to tone down. You can't be that, you know, you can't be yourself. You're too much. You're too extra. Like you need to calm down. So hearing that plus loneliness, man, what else is an individual to do, right? You get to this point where you are so desperate for validation and you are so desperate to be liked and to have any type of attention given to you that you will do almost anything to get that attention that you need, that validation, that love, that feeling of connection with somebody. And I was no different. You know, I would love to sit here and tell you like, oh girl, you know, this was like my craziest sex story. No, this is one of probably 1,000. And I'm not ashamed of them because it's who I am. I would never be the one to sit here and tell you that I have any regrets in life, because every decision that I made, everything that happened to me, all of my past has formed me and molded me into the individual that sits and stands in front of y'all, or, you know, in front of this microphone right now. And I love the hell out of this person. Throughout all of it, I still love the hell out of this person. So I would never want to change any of these stories. But Lord knows, it is a miracle that she made it to 32 and is not dead, okay? Like, child, look, I get into some more of these stories with y'all, honey. If y'all like them, please let me know. And I can tell y'all more of these crazy stories. But, you know, probably besides this one, my other craziest one is driving all the way to another city a couple of hours away when I was supposed to be in school. Didn't tell nobody but a best friend where I was going. Girl, this motherfucker could have killed me, hung my ass up, strung my ass out to dry. And girl, she was going to go up there for some ass, okay? She was going to go up there to get a nut off, okay? But I'll tell y'all that story next week. And needless to say, kind of back to this one, I was always out here looking for that type of validation, right? So with looking for that, it made me just really fall into some crazy holes and some crazy mouths and do some dumb shit. And again, y'all know I'm very spiritual and witchy. My ancestors had to be looking out for me. My guardian angel had to be looking out for me, because Lord knows she was young, dumb, and ain't had no type of sense. So again, y'all, as I stated, it was going to be a short episode because I can't really stretch this story out. It was a 30-minute blowjob, you know? Unless I reenacted and told y'all every second, you know, step-by-step process, like, it just wasn't going to be a long story. I don't want y'all to feel cheated by any means necessary, but if you like these stories, kind of like my sexual past and history, please let me know. Hit me up on Facebook and Twitter. Let me know. If y'all don't, again, let me know and we will, you know, skip past these. I don't have to share these, because the moral is still the overarching thing. Make sure you understand that you validate yourself. Don't ever look outwardly for validation or love. You have to love yourself and validate yourself and deal with all of your pain and deal with all of your traumas within yourself before you can ever go out into this world and love somebody else and expect to receive love in return. And that's just coming from my experience, right? I posted a TikTok video today, and it's something that I now stand on, and it's something I'm gonna take forward with me, and I would love if y'all take it forward with y'all. But it's a statement that if they cannot accept all of you, then they deserve none of you. Let that sink in. They deserve none of you if they cannot accept, handle, deal with all of you. Because when you come to the party, it's all of you that shows up to that party. The good, bad, up, down, ugly, and indifferent. They can't handle it. They're not worth your time, baby. So with that, I'm going to go on ahead and get up out of here. I will see y'all next week for another story. It will probably be the one that I just mentioned about me traveling somewhere for some ass. I'll tell y'all that one. And then after that, you know, if y'all don't like these stories, we will be done with them. But again, let me know. Until then, y'all, stay beautiful, stay fabulous, love yourself. And remember, it is your world. Don't let nobody else take that from y'all. I love y'all, and I'll see y'all next week. Mwah, 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 mwah.